إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Afterwards, inshallah, we are going to proceed with our exegesis and explanations for how to pronounce the words of the glorious Quran, its connotations, knowing the specific moral meanings behind the verses, the interpretational meanings which affect the state of its sentences, its formation, and its sequences. If you could recall, we are still under the exegesis of verse 193 to verse 194. In our previous session, we were discussing on some legal terminology, level of legal actions, the forms of legal actions. Which the verses allow it, of which we took some review analysis between verse 194 of Surah Al-Baqarah and verse 40 to 41 in Surah Ash-Shura, and verse 126 of Surah An-Nahl. We dive into the commentaries given by Sheikh Abdul Rahman bin Nasir bin Abdullah Al-Sa'idi in his magnum opus, Book of Tafsir, Tafsir Kareem Rahman, fi Tafsir Kalam al-Bannan, regarding the verses of Surah Ash-Shura. Surah Ash-Shura is a chapter dedicated for convocation. The purpose behind meeting. Besides going back to the point we discussed within the commentaries of Sheikh Abd al-Rahman bin Nasir bin Abdullah al-Sa'idi, it came to our notice about the departure of one of the greatest scholars and muhaddith, Fadilat al-Sheikh الدكتور عمر حسن فلاتة رحمه الله. He asked the Almighty to forgive his soul and to make him amongst the dwellers of heaven, the dwellers of Jannah. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وعافه وعفو عنه ووسع مدخله نكه من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. He asked God the Almighty to forgive him as he was one amongst the rich scholars of ilm al-hadith. Any person that is well familiar with the scholars of Madinat al-Munawwara would be familiar with Sheikh Umar Hassan Fulat. Allahumma musta'an. If you could remember also, we were discussing on the level of legal actions. That Imam Sa'idi mentioned, basically he mentioned the three basic ones. عدل وفضل وظلم. Justice, merit, and enforcement. So these are the basic levels of legal action, of which we digested the levels into so many stages. Mention about negotiation, mediation, arbitration, litigation, appealing, enforcement, of such levels. There are other levels of legal action, of other levels of the legal actions, of which we clarify the meaning of al-adl. As he mentioned, for maktabat al-adl, jaza al-sayyi'atu سيئة مثلها. جزاء سيئة سيئة مثلها. جزاء سيئة سيئة مثلها. The consequence, the recompense of evil action is an evil similar to it. In referencing to 40 وجزاء سيئة سيئة مثلها فمن عفا وأصلح فأجره على الله إنه لا يحب الظالمين. And verse 41 of Surah Ash-Shura. ولمن انتصر بعد ظلمه فأولئك ما عليهم من سبيل إنما السبيل على الذين يظلمون الناس ويبغون في الأرض بغير الحق أولئك لهم عذاب أليم. فلمن صبر وغفر إن ذلك لمن عزم الأمور. So one of the levels of legal action is justice. To ensure that justice is done. جزاء السيئة بسيئة مثلها. A compense of evil action is an evil similar to it. This is found within legal actions. لا زيادة ولا نقص. Without increment or decrement. فالنفس بالنفس. Soul by soul. Soul versus a soul. If you terminate a soul of your fellow human beings, so the recompense would be that your soul would be terminated also. That is according to part of the legal justice. وكل جارحة بالجارحة المماثلة له. Any organ that is harvested is any organ similar to it. المماثلة له. Equality for that. There would be equality for any organ harvested. Yesterday we mentioned about organ harvesting. Part of the criminal actions. And most of the criminal actions, you would realize that they are collaborative criminalities. There would be some collaboration between different individuals. And any kind of criminal offense that is related to organ harvesting, you would see that there would be some clinical personnel, some health professionals that are included, because nobody is familiar with incision, dissection, surgery. If not, a clinician. So for any clinician, he already knew part of what he was taught in the medical school. Is adhering to the ethics of the clinical procedure, so you should not allow yourself to be utilized in a criminal manner, even if you get a certain amount of money, share of benefit from that action. You must dedicate your profession in a legal way, in a legal manner. You have already taken the Hippocrates oath. Hippocrates oath. After completion your medical education. Sometimes even some of the nurses were included in this kind of offense. Well, people should be civilized. not allow yourself to get into any such kind of offenses. Before helping any individual in any kind of clinical procedure or any act, try to see the transparency in the issue before throwing yourself into that action. Otherwise, you would be throwing yourself into a perdition, into destruction. Allahumma musta'an. So any organ that is harvested, an organ similar to that of the perpetrator of the offense would be harvested. والمال يدمن بمثله. And wealth would be compensated with its equivalence. So as we mentioned about alternative legal resolution. Don't think that you chop the public funds or someone's money that you would get away with it. You are under surveillance. Government is following all these matters, and most especially in the civil servants. Do not think that you will escape with that amount of money. Even if you retire, your pension is there. So there is alternative legal action. Stop complaining about your pensions. Yes, you can complain if you haven't get into any act of corruption. You have the right to seek for your pension. But if you indulge into an act of corruption, wherein your public service, so if government discovered that and decided to take an alternative legal action against your pension, against you, so do not blame anyone, but rather blame your act, blame your action, the previous attitudes. So this is one of the justice in terms of legal process, of which God clearly mentioned, وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٌ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا. And it is part of the theories of usul. وَجَزَاءُ شَرٌّ شَرٌّ مِثْلُهُ. وَجَزَاءُ شَرٌّ شَرٌّ مِثْلُهُ. We usually used to say this in terms of lover. The recompense of an evil is an evil similar to it. Kama tudinu tudan, that's how you behave. That's how you would be treated. Kama ta'amalu tujiza, that's how you act. That's how you would be rewarded. That's how you would be rewarded. Best on your actions. So this is part of the justice in terms of legal processes. Whoever claim that there is no justice through legal processes, such person has undermined the law. But there is justice in any circumstance through the legal process, and that's the reason why we recommend that. Go through the legal processes. Although sometimes it takes time, for example, Matters require thorough investigations, thorough analysis, whether any circumstance, whatsoever would be the prolongation, there would be justice in the legal protocols. And there is another stage, Martabatul Fadl, the level of merit, of which Imam Sa'idi mentioned, Al-Afu wal-Islahu anil Musi, pardoning and resolving from the offended. Suppose, for example, an offensive act is done against you. So through the legal processes, there would be a way in which the offender may pardon. And he may negotiate ولهذا قال and that's the reason why the Almighty mentioned فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَسْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ whoever pardon and forgive and resolve فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ for the reward of such person is in the side of God. The reward of such person is from God. The reward of such person is daily for God. So the al-islah, reconciliation, is part of the merits. Because the jury can call the attention of the offender to look into the matter, to pardon, or to reconcile with the perpetrator of that offensive act. So part of the legal merits is pardoning, calling for reconciliation. فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ whoever pardon وَأَصْلَحَ and reconcile, the reward of such person is from God. So that's one of the better aspects of the levels containing the legal processes. So if you pardon, you would be rewarded. If you reconcile, you would get also reward from God. Besides the hana that you would achieve within the masses, within the public, would be acquainted. Would come to know that so-so person was offended, but he pardoned. Pardoning, reconciliation, is part of good moral characters. These are acts of hana. These are prestigious acts. Sometimes an action that a person can retaliate, an act that is done against the person, the person has the right to revenge, for example. But through the law, the judges, the court, may force the person to pardon or to reconcile. So this is with respect of the legality. And we saw so many cases, so many incidences. Like in the previous years, we know previous years, for example, some years ago in New Zealand, they want terrorists enter into the prayer gathering, one of the masajid. Where he terminated the life of so many innocent individuals. Some of the families in the car, they forgive the person. They look into the matter and they have no any alternative. They realize that the souls of those individuals, the souls of their relatives, never be brought back. So is the essence of punishing the person. But this is not indicating that whatsoever that is done to you, that you should avoid, that you should not take a revenge. Taking revenge is valid. But rather, even there is even a reward in that. But sometimes the patience, the perseverance, do help also. And that's the reason why Imam Sa'idi mentioned in that point. He said, فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ يُجْزِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. God will reward the person that reconciled, that pardon, the bunch of reward. يُجْزِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. A great reward. God will reward the person. وَثَوَابًا كَثِيرًا. With bunch of rewards. Much reward. وشرع الله في العفو الإصلاح فيه. And God conditioned in the aspect of pardoning, reconciliating, meaning God conditioned reconciliation in pardoning. Maybe if you pardon, there would be reconciliation. Otherwise, if you don't pardon, it would be a long periodic conflict or crisis. For if your allies knew that you had pardoned the person, so there would not be any action against the perpetrator. He further stated, لِيَدُلَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ إِذَا كَانَ الْجَانِي لَا يَلِيقَ الْعَفْوَ عَنْهُ وَكَانَتِ الْمَصْلَحَةُ الشَّرْعِيَّةُ تَعْتَدِي عُقُوبَتُهُ فَإِنَّهُ في هذه الحال لا يكون معمورا به. يدل ذلك على أنه إذا كان الجاني. That is indicating if the perpetrator of the act لا يليق العفو عنه, forgiving the person, is not required. The person is not supposed to be forgiven. The person should not be pardoned. Maybe due to a type of offense the person committed, or due to the habit of the person. Maybe the person continues in that similar offensive act or criminal act. وكانت المصلحة الشرعية تقتضي عقوبته. عند المصلحة الشرعية the law solution تقتضي عقوبته. leads to the punishment of such person. فإنه في هذه الحال لا يكون معمورا به. So in this condition, in this situation, pardon, forgiven will not be recommended. Suppose if you allow the law to work, to take position, you allow the legal processes to proceed. The perpetrator of that offense would be punished. The law would punish the person. As the person is an indubitable constant perpetrator of criminal acts. So in that kind of situation, you are not deserved to pardon. You get it? According to the action the person committed, according to the criminal offense the person committed, you would definitely be punished according to the law. And he is not deserved to be forgiven. So in that kind of situation, you are not supposed to pardon the person. So in some of the situation, if you pardon, you get concerned, that is better. You would get reward from God. But suppose you pardon the person, and the next day he would commit similar acts. The next coming day he would also, for the next day, that offense became a habitual act of the person. So in that kind of regard, you are not supposed to forgive. And Imam Sa'id Qala mentioned in that issue, وفي جعل أجر العافي and establishing the reward of the one who pardoned. العافي على الله ما يحيج على الأفل. Who pardoned for the sake of God? So there would be something that triggers such person to pardon to the reconciliation. ويعامل العبد الخلق بما يحب أن يعامله الله به. Hence, a person should intermingle with people to interact with fellow humans with the way that he wants God to treat him. So treat humans in a manner that you want God to treat you in such, as you want to be treated by God in a good manner. Try also to treat people in a good manner. Don't maltreat your fellow humans, thinking that you would be a VIP, would become a VIP in the heaven. Never think of it after. فكما يحب أن يعفو الله عنه as how a person wants God to forgive him فليعفو عنه he should forgive his fellow humans فكما يحب أن يسامحه الله فليسامحه How a person wants God, is willing for God to be easy for him in his matters. As how the person desires ease from the side of God, so let him treat people in such manner. التسامح is part of good manner and part of the etiquette that the religion taught the humanity. التسامح. So be generous, try as such to be good, to treat people. In a good manner. Don't treat people in a kind of animalistic mind. For instance, God is entitled to treat you in such a way. لا يرحم الله لا يرحم الله لا يرحم الله من لا يرحم الناس. For God is not merciful to anybody that is not merciful to humans. As one of the hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned, ليس منا من لم يرحم الصغيرا ولا يعرف حق كبيرا It's not far of us anyone that is not merciful to our young ones to our young ولا يعرف حق كبيرا Never the person know the values of our elderly. One of the hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, part of the good action, ikram is shaybati Muslims, respecting a person of gray hair. If a person has gray hair, an elderly person should be respected. It's part of the good man. That is something. So treat people in any way, in a way that you want to be treated by God. فإن الجزاء من جنس الأمر هو action, the recompense of action. The consequence of a deed, an action, is of the type of the action. It's of the type of the action. What matters is the way you do it. So further, Imam Sa'idi mentioned, وَأَمَّا مَرْتَبَةُ الظُّلْمِ وَأَمَّا مَرْتَبَةُ الظُّلْمِ As for the level of enforcement. فقد ذكرها بقوله فقد mentioned in his statement إنه لا يحب الظالمين that he dislikes the oppressors الذين يزنون على غيرهم ابتداء those who cause legal trials to other people. You might be having a friend that would cause a trouble for you. So the community members might be stubborn to cause you a collision, a destruction, for example. أو يقابلون الجاني بأكثر من جنايته. Or to face the perpetrator of an offensive act بأكثر من جنايته. With something that is beyond his offense. فزيادة ظلم. So that increment is enforcement. Or normally we call it operation. That is when we are discussing the issue out of do. Hope you are getting the point. So Allah Musta'an, these are some of the important points that we should well acquainted with in terms of legalities. وَلِمَنْ انْتَصَرَ بَعْدَ ظُلْمِهِ أي انْتَصَرَ مِمَّنْ ظَلَمَهُ بَعْدَ وُقُوعِ الظُّلْمِ عَلَيْهِ فَأُولَئِكَ مَا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ. And for the one that revenge after a wrongdoing is done against the person, if the wrongdoing is done against you and you revenge, you take a revenge. أي انتصر ممن ظلمه. The person revenge against the person that offended him or offended her. بعد وقوع الظلم عليه. After the occurrence of the operation, against such person. فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ. For those there is not any way of blame against them. If a person takes a revenge after the person was offended, there is no blame on such person. أَيْ لَا حَرَجَ عَلَيْهِمْ فِي ذَلِكَ. There is no blame on them in that. وذاك هو مسيدي منشن ودل قوله والذين إذا أصابهم البغي وقوله ولمن انتصر بعد ظلمه أنه لا بد من إصابة البغي والظلم ووقوعه. And the statement of God, whoever take a revenge after an operation, after he was oppressed, or they were oppressed. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْبَغْيُ. And for those that when operation get to them, when they were oppressed, when a rebellion act is done against them, أَنَّهُ لَا بُدَّ مِنْ إِصَابَةِ الْبَغْيُ وَالظُّلْمُ وَوُقُوعِهِ. That a revenge should not happen. Should not take place unless if a rebellion occurs or operation or it occurrences. So if that took place, then there is no blame on taking a revenge. Suppose a person oppressed you through the legal processes, through the court, unjustly. If you have the right, you have the power, you have the capability, you can also follow through the same route. وما إرادة البغي على المعيد والآسفل seeking a rebellion, against other individual إرادة ظلمه من غير أن يقع منه شيء willing for operation against the pausing من غير أن يقع منه شيء without the emergence of any action, any problem from the pausing. فهذا لا يجازي بالمثل. So this will not be compensated where it's similar. Suppose you oppressed an innocent person. So in terms of legal compensation, the compensation is not that you will be oppressed in such manner, but rather وإنما يؤدب تأديبا يردعه عن قول أو فعل صدر منه. فإن صارت يؤدب تأديبا, the person was punished, but a kind of punishment that would scare the person عن قول أو فعل صدر منه. On a statement, criticism, utterance, or action that emerged from the person. Suppose you just went up and you oppressed an innocent person, or you oppressed innocent communities, you oppressed the civilians without them committing any harm against you. So legally in this regard, if the law would be allowed to take position, then your offense is not just for you to be compensated or to be punished in the same manner. It would be more than that. When a kind of method that would scare you, you are a dear. It would be magnified. Allahumma ista'an. Suppose if you harm the innocent person 20%, so according to the law, the compensation in that regard would be beyond that, in order to scare you, so that you should not commit the same acts in the upcoming period. Allahumma ista'an. So innama as-sabilu ay innama tatawajjahu al-hujjatu bil-uqubati ash-shar'iyyah 'ala alladhina yuzlimuna an-nasa wa yughawna 'ala al-'ahdi bighayri al-haqq. The way of the blame is first is directed by the evidence of the legal punishment. الذين يظلمون الناس against those who oppresses humans. ويبغون على الأرض بغير الحق. And they rebel. If I try to evil act in the world بغير الحق without any reason. وهذا شامل للظلم والبغي على الناس. This encompasses to any sort of oppression, to any sort of rebellion against humans. في دمائهم وأموالهم وأعراضهم, in their blood, in their wealth, and in their dignity. Perpetration of any harm against the wealth of the people, which encompasses their infrastructure, their sites of investment, their values, their social amenities, their resources, أموالهم, ودمائهم, and their blood, anything that can harm those innocent individuals or to interfere with their dignity. أولئك لهم عذاب أليم. So for those who committed that wrong action against those innocent individuals, لهم عذاب أليم. Against them there is a painful punishment, a severe punishment. أي موجه للقلوب. A kind of punishment that can be painful to the mind. والأبدان عند بار بحسب ظلمهم وبغضهم, بحسب ظلمهم وبغضهم, بس in accordance to their operation and their rebellion. So that's how the perpetrators of operation or rebellion against innocent individuals should be punished in accordance to the law. وَلِمَنْ صَبَرَ عَلَى مَا يَنَالُهُ مِنَ الْعَذَى الْخَلْقِ. And whoever persevere in what get to the person of the harm from fellow humans, وَغَفَرَ عَنْ the person forgive, غَفَرَ لَهُ forgive to them, بأن سمح لهم أما يصدر عنهم, like the person overlook in what emerged from them, the person became so compassionate with due the emergence of their even behavior, their bad behavior. إن ذلك لمن عزم الأمور. That is part of determination of matters. Suppose a wrongdoing is done against you, you were oppressed, but you forgive, you pardon. This indicating that you are well determined. You are looking into the future. أين من الأمور التي حس الله عليها وأكدها. Part of the matters that God inspires to and reaffirms to وأخبر أنه لا يلقاها إلا أهل الصبر. And he stated that nobody would reach to that, would get the benefit in that, إلا أهل الصبر, except the people of patience. والحظوظ العظيمة. وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا, وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم. So God mentioned that nobody would get to that level, except the people of حظوظ العظيمة. Direct portion, direct position, direct character. ومن الأمور التي لا يوفق لها إلا أولي العزائم والهمم. And this is part of the matters that nobody would be consistent with it, except the people of motives and the people of optimism are the categories of humans. that can pardon, that can forgive. وذول الباب والبصائر. Sensible individuals and the sensible ones and the full of foresightedness are the categories of the people that would be able to forgive after a wrongdoing was done against them. As Imam Sa'idi mentioned, فإن تنفى الانتصار للنفس بالقول أو الفعل من أشد شيء عليها. As avoiding revenge, avoiding to take a revenge to the mind with speech, utterances, or actions, من أشك شيء عليها is part of the difficult issue for the mind, difficult matter to the heart. Taking a revenge is something that majority of the people would be having the notion for that, but avoiding to take the revenge, not taking the revenge, is something that will not come up unless from some certain individuals. Maybe your wife is being confiscated, or your loved ones are brutalized, they are traumatized. See, it's not easy for you to not take the revenge as far as you are capable. But there are some certain individuals, even with due to brutality, with the trauma, with due to oppression and rebellion, they would be able to forgive. والصبر على الأذى and patience against being patient against any harm, against a harm. It's not everyone that would be able to get to that level. والصفح عنه and pardoning against them ومغفرته and forgiving against them, against a harm that is done against you. ومقابلته بالإحسان and welcoming that with righteousness. الشق هو أشق. شيخ عبد الرحمن بن ناصر الدين السعيدي said it is the most difficult. ولكنه يسير على من يسره الله عليه, but it is an ease to anyone that God make it easy for him or easy for her. Pardon, forgiveness, foresightedness, forelooking, perseverance. It's very easy to some certain individuals. وجهد نفسه على الاتصاف به. وجهد نفسه على الاتصاف به. And a person overcome his mind على الاتصاف به in taking a revenge for that. واستعان الله على ذلك. And a person seek the help of God on that. ثم إذا ذاق العبد حلاوته. And therefore, if a person tests the sweetness of that, sweetness of pardoning, patience, perseverance, forgiveness, قالوا كن فوسايت ابنس وجد آثار أنا فوسن جد إفكس يكوغنايز the benefit of God فلقاه برحب الصدر فوسن ويلكم صارت with an open mind, with an open chest. وسعة الخلق وسعة الخلق and with wide character والتلذذ فيه والتلذذ فيه and with enjoyment in that situation. A harm would be done to a person, but you would see the person as if the person is enjoying the situation, as if nothing happened. Some few individuals are to that level. It's not everyone that would be able to pardon or to forgive, or to, so we should know about this. Like for me, I came from a kind of tribe, a kind of ethnic group, a kind of this that they don't take rubbish or garbage. They don't compromise in those matters. If 1% of evil is done against them, they react 50%. Wallahu musta'an. So different individuals have different mood, and that's the reason also there is benefit. We can see the benefit in that, for example. Suppose if they are taking rubbish, for example, if they are pardoning in some of the matters, so many minutes, so many harm would get to their people, to their community. So they don't take nonsense. We don't take nonsense. Allahumma musta'an. So that's how some people are. We are not the same. People are not the same in their modern approach. There are some people that they can easily forgive if a wrongdoing is done against them. And there are some people that they will never forgive. Even if they did not react, they did not take revenge. Some of their relatives, some of their members, some of their bloodlines, relatives would definitely react to that, would do the matter of time. So, but if a person would manage to forgive, to pardon, then that would be a good character. Honorable character. Allahumma musta'an. So these are some of the exegesis given by Shaykh Abdul Rahman bin Nasir al-Din al-Sa'idi regarding the saying of the Almighty, wa jaza'u sayyi'atun sayyi'atun misluha in Surah Ash-Shura. A reference to فَمَنْ اِعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَعْتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ بِمِثْلِ مَا اَعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ. In our verse of discussion of Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 194. So if we look, we would see that there are so many levels, so many stages of legal actions. Besides even the enforcement, sometimes there is need for administrative proceedings. Some legal issues may need to be addressed through administrative proceedings, such as filing a complaint with a government agency or a regulatory body. And that's why sometimes if you go to some parastatals, some office, some agencies, when you are going to raise a complaint, they will issue a form that you need to fill, for example. These proceedings are often used in cases involving issues like employment discrimination, environmental violations, or professional licensing. Usually, administrative proceedings happen in professional matters. If there is any discrimination with regards to employment or environmental violations or with regards to professional licensing. Some years ago, there was a particular issue with regards to a particular certification. It was a stamp that has to be done in the institution. But some of the individuals were ordered to travel for a long distance journey to get that notary, to get that stamp, for example. This is a kind of discrimination. In such regard, a person may follow administrative procedures to raise a complaint in such matters. This also part of legal procedures, part of legal actions. As we discussed on the alternative legal actions, legal dispute, alternative dispute resolutions, there are other levels also, like criminal procedures. In cases where a violation of criminal law has occurred, so criminal proceedings may be initiated by law enforcement and prosecuted by the government, in which the accused may face criminal charges, trials, and potential penalties if found guilty. The person is found guilty, so such person may face potential penalties. But suppose if the person is not guilty, he would be freed, for example. So this is one of the better aspects of the legal processes, following the legal processes. And there is another level with regards to international legal actions. In cases involving parties from different countries or issues that cross international borders. Suppose a foreigner or someone from different nation perpetrated a menace or harm against you. So legal action may need to be taken on international level or to the international level, in which this can involve navigating complex international laws and treaties to resolve the legal issues. And also, there is one important level, which is judgment actions. Even if the judgment is derived, it's done, there is another process after. That is after a legal judgment. After a legal judgment has been issued, parties may need to take additional legal actions to enforce the judgment. I make use of this word parties, like yesterday also. If I mean parties, meaning different functions. Different functions. Might be a part, might be political parties, might be a wife and her husband. You get it? So if a legal judgment is issued, further additional legal actions can be taken also in order to enforce the judgment, such as seizing assets. Suppose the offense is something that is related to corruption. So the asset of such individual can be confiscated or can be seized, for example. Garnishing wages, as I mentioned earlier in the last two sessions. Likewise, even today, I mentioned about the issue of pension. Or even like seeking contempt of court charges for non-compliance. If you see any gray area, you can opt for the post-judgment actions. So there are so many levels of legalities. A very important point for us to be aligned with these issues, as God mentioned, فَمَنْ اِعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَعْتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ بِمِثْلِ مَا اِعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ. It is not something that is prompt, for example. If a person attack you, that you should attack the person or to fight the person back instantly. You may even take some time, a while. You can take a while so that to revenge perfectly. Maybe there was something that you were not even familiar with. Maybe there were other damages that you haven't discovered. If you take a while, you review the issue, as how it happened to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at Hudaybiyah. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not react until the next day, according to the negotiation. So Allah musta'an. You should be according to the revelation. Even if a harm is perpetrated against you, this is one of the better aspects of concordance. This is one of the better aspects of determination. Maybe we do the damage that is done against you. There would be some other claims that if you make, would derive so many benefits. You get it. And this is related to the issue of character assassination or character defamation. Maybe, for example, a harm is perpetrated against you. And within the harm, there was a case of character defamation. So if you reacted promptly without reviewing properly, you may end up retaliating on just that particular harm that was done to you, where you left some other issues behind. Maybe your character was defamed when the harm was perpetrated against it. So if you take a while, you analyze the issue, you come up with so many charges. So does it. And that's the reason why God used to mention was be patient. So if you would be patient even for a while, not even to the day of Qiyamah, you'd be able to identify some key elements. You know, Allah musta'an. Due to the time or constraint, we are going to have a full stop here. And in our next session, we will proceed to verse 195, of which the Almighty mentioned, وَانْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّحْلُكَةِ وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And spend in the cause of God, and do not turn yourself into perdition. Do not turn yourself into destruction. وَأَحْسِنُوا and be righteous. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. For God likes the righteous. So we discuss on the issue of al-qital. Here the point of our discussion is related to spending. Issue of spending. You need to invest, you need to spend also. You need to spend for your military, for your armed forces, for your securities. There is need for a greater investment in security. If we go back to the life of Uthman ibn Affan, you see the key role he played in investing for the security. So you need to spend. So many requirements from our securities, from our armed forces, from our military. We should try as much as possible to provide whatsoever they are in need of, whatsoever they desire. That would be for our betterment, and for their betterment also. But if we really want a life of sustenance, with the little we have, you can enforce your authorities. Allah musta'an. Whatsoever we discuss within these few minutes, we ask God, God the Almighty. La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la la la. Ramadan Nada Rahma.